The following presentation of the Monty Man's Meditorials is brought to you by Kurt and Debbie Palmer, Roger McDermott, and KHLT Recovery Broadcasting. To subscribe to this as well as any of our recovery shows, visit our website at take12radio.com. And now, here's the Monty Man with this week's Meditorial.
Well, greetings, everyone. I am your host, the Monty Man. On this Monty Man's Meditorial, I've entitled, When Some People Share, I Still Cringe. Well, may I just say that I have come a long way from almost 30 years ago when I entered my first 12-step support meeting. What I mean by this is, in the first several years of attending meetings, almost everything I heard was abrasive. At least that's the way I perceived it. A person's perception is their reality, and may I just say my reality was really messed up. Today, however, I hear a different tone in people's voices. Today I hear more compassion, more kindness, and more humility. Well, is this because others have changed? Perhaps. But I believe that is more about my own personal growth than it is theirs. This growth has come as a result of God working through my accountability partners, spiritual advisors, and sponsors, teaching and guiding me into a program of action through the 12 steps, a program of depth and weight. There had been no more power in the steps than there had been in me. What the steps did for me was show me my need for a power, and that one was and is God. And once I turned my will and my life over to God, His Spirit came to reside within me. And now I hear and see things in a much brighter light than ever before. But may I just say, I'm still very much made of flesh and bone, and my ego can sometimes get the best of me. Well, tonight, while attending a 12-step support meeting, a person shared, and it just ripped through me like a chainsaw. He was abrasive, controlling, and foul-mouthed. He was extremely uncomfortable. And yet, I persevered, only by the strength of God living in and through me. Believe me, it wasn't me that was able to hold my tongue. Has this ever happened to you? And when it does, how do you cope? While in the meeting, I really couldn't whip out a pen and paper and work a four-step around this individual. But what I could do was close my eyes and say a prayer. I prayed for him, that God would give him serenity and calm in his spirit. It was amazing what happened. My spirit became calm. It wasn't a long prayer, but a simple and short breath of a prayer. So, yes, I have come a long way, but my journey continues as God reveals to me how to act instead of react. How to pray for others instead of taking up the defense, and how to show a kindly heart to each and every one, regardless of their behavior. Gads, I sure am grateful God has my back. In short, if it wasn't for grace, I'd be in their face. Well, it's something to think about. Listen, if you've enjoyed these meditorials, please visit our website at take12radio.com and subscribe for fun and for free on any of the major podcasting platforms listed there. Once you do that, you will be subscribed to many other shows that we produce here at KHLT Recovery Broadcasting. Being in our 20th year of broadcasting the best in recovery talk journalism and recovery music, we are grateful for your listenership. If you'd like to send us an email, our email address is take12radio@comcast.net. That's take, the number 12, radio@comcast.net. Well, until our next broadcast, this is the Monty Man, and I am wishing God's perfect serenity for you.
This has been a broadcast of KHLT Recovery Broadcasting and the Take 12 Recovery Radio Shows.